Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Simba.
Hello, Michelle.
It's been a little while since we recorded. And there's a lot of reasons for that, right? So we've both been traveling. I got laid off from my full-time job, which means that my life was thrown into a little bit of chaos. And I still haven't figured out where I'm going to land or how I'm going to land or what is my next big thing. So looking for sponsorships, looking for opportunities, and I'm going to create some side hustles as I go so that I can get some income going here. But yeah, if anybody has a job they want to offer me, if you're listening to this, I'm available. But yeah, this is not a commercial for Michelle. But speaking of landing, let's talk about, first of all, how are you? Sorry. How are you?
I'm good. After WordCamp Asia, I don't know, everything went like so busy at work. And now, yeah, of course, preparing for WordCamp Europe and other things, but life is okay. It's still okay-ish.
It's okay-ish, I know. There's been a lot of layoffs in the WordPress community and at Automattic and places lately. And so there is a huge influx of job seekers in the market here, which is not making it feel comfortable for any of us who right now are searching. So my sympathies go out to everybody right now who is looking for a job, including myself. And if there's any way that we can support you, if you are an underrepresented person, please go to underrepresentedintech.com and create a profile for yourself there. You can also, if you're interested in speaking on WordPress topics, go to wpspeakers.com, create a profile for yourself there as well. All of those are going to help you with your SEO. They're also going to help you be discovered by people who are looking for speakers, who are looking for people who are working. And then also the WP World, which is the WP.world, which is what Marcus Burnett has put together for us, links through to your WordPress.org profile. It also lets you mark yourself as available to work, and people are looking at those places as well. So I would strongly encourage you, if you, like me, are looking for work, to put yourself in those places. It certainly can't hurt. It can only help you to be found in more places than not. So I will say that. And but to go back to looking for a place to land, as I said earlier, which is a perfect segue into today's topic. In just about an hour's time from the time we're recording this, so by the time you all hear this, it will be history, unless it gets scrubbed. There is a Blue Origin rocket will be taking off and not doing an orbit or anything like that. Will literally just be going up into space for about 11-minute trip and straight back down again. And I'm not sure how, like, I haven't read all of the article. I'm not sure they land in the exact same place. If there's a different landing place that they come down to. But what's historic about this is it's an all-women crew, including Katy Perry and Gayle King, who, if you're not familiar with either of those women, Katy Perry is a musician that most people probably have heard of. And Gayle King is on the morning news on one of the U.S. stations here in the United States. So the other women, do you have the article up there? Could you tell us who the other women are?
Yes, I can do that. Lauren Schnatz also.
Sanchez.
Okay, I just killed her name. I'm sorry, I butchered her name completely. The other women's, I cannot find their name easily.
Okay, once I found it. Okay, Lauren Sanchez, who's a former NASA scientist. Amanda Nguyen, singer Katy Perry, TV presenter Gayle King, former NASA scientist Aisha Bowe, and film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. Lauren Sanchez is an entrepreneur. And Amanda Nguyen is I'm probably slaughtering her name, a former NASA scientist. So these six women are set to do this launch and come straight back down. And I have thoughts. I have thoughts about some of these things. I saw this morning on TikTok, so I was unaware of it until I saw it on TikTok this morning. And I'm not exactly sure how much money it costs to send 11, six women up into space for 11 minutes. Six people, doesn't matter who they are, up into space for 11 minutes. But I imagine it's got to be at least in the millions of dollars, if not more.
Yeah.
And while I think it's, I always want to applaud anything that furthers women in their chosen professions, and especially in tech. So this would be obviously part of STEM and things like that. I still wonder how this does that. Right? So I've watched other women who have their whole lives wanted to be astronauts, go into low orbit and do payload experiments in low gravity, and I understand that those experiments further science. This doesn't feel like that to me. This feels like tourism. This feels like space tourism. And I'm not sure if that actually furthers women's research or space research science. And it also kind of has a vibe of those millionaire billionaires that went down to see the Titanic and ended up losing their lives. And I certainly hope that does not happen with today's launch. But I wonder about, could that money have been spent in better ways to further women in STEM than just sending up a couple of celebrities and other women for 11 minutes into space? What are your thoughts on that? And then feel free to talk about the photos while I blow my nose.
For me, first look at the beginning when I say all women, I was happy, excited. But then when I found out it's like Katy Perry in it, and I said, "What? Why? Like, because it doesn't make sense." And then I thought, because it's gonna be scientist female or identify themselves as a female, they're gonna do something really awesome. And then when I found out it's only 11 minutes, it's just like the fun ride of it. It's a little bit, literally. Piss me off. Yes, I'm celebrating it's all female. And of course, it's maybe can help to contribute to explore the space, but 11 minutes, you know what I mean? What you're going to do with 11 minutes? The other thing is, I was checking out and I see the photo for them in Elle magazine. And I really hate all of the time that we have to when we put photos for women that look so perfect, you know, the way they dress, the hair, the makeup, the body, and everything. And I like it to be more what really real women look like, you know what I mean? Like, because all of them, they look like pop star, you know what I mean? When you look at them, like, hey, you pretty hair, pretty face, amazing
A
figure,
lot
like.
of cleavage, 6-inch high stiletto heels.
Exactly. And for me, of course, you can be attractive, sexy woman, and you can be very smart woman at the same time. We're not saying no, the scientists have to be with the glasses and looks different. But the idea for me, I was like, I don't get it what they're doing. And everybody's trying to celebrate. It's like to support women, but I don't understand how this trip can really support women or to inspire future generation, practically young girls. To pursue careers in STEM fields. Like, I don't know if someone will say Katy Perry, like, say, yeah, I'm gonna study harder. I wanna be a scientist when I grow old. I don't see it.
Maybe. I mean, I won't say absolutely zero, but I also don't know how inspirational this may or may not be. And I might be just really negative about it. The one thing I did notice, there's two pictures that we see on ABC.com, ABC News. We're going to share the links in the show notes. One of them is these six women on some kind of scaffolding that I assume is how they get up to the rocket. And they're all still striking some, poses. The hair is perfect, all of this kind of thing. And the other photo that we're talking about, they're all dressed in black. There's some cleavage showing. There's a bustier. Like, there's this clearly not scientific clothing. Although I do agree, women should wear whatever they want. This was clearly designed for sex appeal. This one photo. Amanda Nguyen. When I wish I could know how to say your name. I apologize to everybody listening. But Amanda, who is a former NASA scientist, is not smiling in either picture, and it doesn't look to me like she's trying to strike that sexy smoldering unsmiling pose. She looks uncomfortable to me. Like, this is not how science is supposed to be. And she's the one scientist, in the group, or one of two scientists in the group, I guess. Aisha Bowe is another former NASA scientist. And so, yeah, I just.
Yeah, it is really, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't know. They said the mission the importance of this mission to do this presentation in for women and involve landscape of space travel. I prefer if we put this money in a lot of different research, like breast cancer for women and other things for women in education in healthcare system, because I know the healthcare system for women is in the US is really not the best one around the world, or even not good at all. There's many things, education, single moms, there's different things we can invest money in it. Of course, at the end, it's their money. I don't know who's paying for it, and they can spend it the way they want it. But I don't like the way they sell it for us, that it is for us to celebrate this amazing trip because it is for women to empower women. It for me just like people has money, women, and they want to go to space and they look good and they want to take photos and they're trying to sell it to us in a different way. What is it? Yeah, they don't come for
there are two women that I do follow on Instagram and TikTok and all the places. One is Kelly Girardi, and the other is Emily Calandrelli. And both of those women, since they were young children, have wanted to be astronauts. And both of them now have gone into space, into low orbit, to do these payload experiments, right? So they call them payload officers. And I had to look up what that meant when I was learning about them, which is to do these low gravity experiments, which do further science, right? So the experiments that they were doing are things about how it affects different parts of what we do here on Earth, right? And with full gravity. And both of those women, Emily Calandrelli was the 100th woman in space, which is very exciting, right, for her. And both of those women, like Emily used to have a science show on YouTube and on TV that children were learning science. She still does her own experiments and things and teaches children about science. Kelly Girardi, she's written books. Her daughter Delta is, wants to be the next scientist and that kind of thing. And they are doing everything they can to, and I've invited them both on the show, but they haven't responded. And I understand they're big people, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, but they haven't invited to be on the show. But both of them are doing what they can to forward women in science and STEM activities, right? And careers. Not because they are celebrities, but because they are celebrities because they are scientists. They are not pseudoscientists because they're celebrities. And I think that's part of the difference. And I hope that this, I hate that we have a show where we're like, these women aren't really scientists and this is really not helping, because I always want women to make strides, and an all-women's crew is historic, but at what cost, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's for me. Look, we of course we know all of us women play really vital role in tech industry, but I think if they pick up other people like Sheryl Sandberg, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, like she's the former CEO of Meta, Reshma Sajuni, founder of Girls Who Code, and Fei-Fei Li, AI researcher and a professor at Stanford. And for there's a lot of women, I prefer to see them there because for me, that will be like, I want to be her. She worked so hard in her life. She achieved amazing things. And I look up to her. For me, I don't, of course, Katy Perry, with all respect, whatever she's a singer, also she achieved. But what I mean is, we cannot replace someone is like because scientists or something going out to the space. Maybe I'm too jealous. They went to the space and I can go and I cannot afford to go.
Maybe.
But I prefer to a real woman. What I mean by real women who really work hard in the STEM, who really made road for a lot of women who, because like in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and until now, it's not really easy to reach that level of leadership or that high level. And I just want to see those women go. I want to see to celebrate them. I don't care if they look good in the photo shoot. I don't care if all of them look have the perfect skin and perfect hair. I just want to see someone and say, like, damn, I want to be her. I wish I work harder to reach half what she's already reached. But I don't know. It is a little bit. I hope they will come back.
I do too.
That's the evil me speaking. But yeah, I would love to know what is the cost because honestly, I was searching quickly. I would love to know what is the cost or of this trip because, like, I would love to see a little bit like how they want to support women in STEM or other fields or in general because they really presenting it as supporting women this mission and celebrating women and inclusivity and diversity and it's the first all women female mission since 1963 so I just want to really have more meaningful that we look good and let's go to the space.
So I just looked it up. It says that when people are asking how much does it cost to go on Blue Origin, now this is based on whose website is this? Revfind.com. So it's between $200,000 and $300,000 per person, and a fully refundable deposit of $150,000 is required to reserve a seat. And again, this is space travel for just for space travel. It's basically space tourism. When you're reserving a seat on something like that, but according to another article, Wikipedia, this is called the New Shepard. This particular space vehicle is called the New Shepard, and that I believe is in deference to Alan Shepard, who was the first person in the United States to go up into space and come back down again. It was reported that somebody else, Moon Dao, I don't know who that is, paid 2.5 million for two seats on Blue Origin flight. So it says here, what you pay for Blue Origin space flight depends on who you are. Back in 2022, they didn't. They ha and then another one on BBC says Blue Origin has not released full ticket prices, but $150,000 US or 114,575 euro. I'm sorry, p British pounds. A deposit is required to reserve a seat. So I don't know for sure, but I don't know. I just
Yeah, and
don't.
in one of the articles you shared with me, they explain a little bit about the preparation, and of course they need to do a little bit of work,
Of
exercise.
course,
They need to do things. But one something really pushed my buttons is deciding what to bring to space. You know, it's like they have 3 pound limit. One king said she's gonna choose photographs to bring, a memento from her grandson to the space. Another thing is. Katy Perry just plans to bring something with life in it to remind us how precious Earth is. But still, I have a little bit, honestly, a problem with it because it sounds so, bubbly and pinky. And for me, like, okay, because also they're taking a lot of fuzz, a lot of the news about it, like all women. When you read All Women Mission, you start thinking, like, that's really good. They're gonna do something and it's gonna be really meaningful. And then when you go deeper, 11 minutes and all of this, you see like, okay, what a sad situation because at the end it is not to really show how women can be really added value or are they really active or they're really important in STEM fields. No, it's just like famous people and accidentally they're all of them women and they like to share what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a little, I mean, on the one hand, great It's good. It's calling attention to women in science, but they're not really women in science, except for two of them. They're just people who could afford to go, you know. And it's like and another famous person that had gone on this trip with Bezos before was William Shatner. Like he just went because he used to be on Star Trek, you know,
Yeah.
played James Kirk on Star Trek. It's like it's odd. I'll just say that. I think that space tourism is odd. And if it does help us scientifically, great. But I'm not sure how much it does. So I would love to hear from people in the know more than we are if this is actually forwarding science or if it is just, hey, I got to take a ride into space and back down. I'm just very curious about all of that. And so and I will leave it to our audience, if they've listened so far, to go look up New Shepard Blue Origin and see the shape of the rocket. And I think that also, I'm not going to say what it looks like on our show, but it's kind of hysterical. So yeah, I will let you all look at that and then make the jokes that you will, because I will, but not on the air.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
and it's at the end good for them. I'm a little bit jealous, to be honest. If I want to go, I'm just being honest. But if you have the money and the will, this is your money, you can spend it the way that you want. All the women
Absolutely.
can dress and
Yep.
do whatever they want.
Yes.
We're sharing our opinion, and
Yes.
I hope in the future that's going to be amazing mission. All of it's women, and they're doing something great and help humanity, help our Earth, or explore something that will be written in history. That mission, all women did that. So that will
Yeah.
be more something to celebrate, honestly. Yeah.
Agreed, absolutely. So, all right, we don't know what we're going to talk about next week. Although I have, we actually, I think what we should talk about next week is I did share with you,
Yes.
in because we just send notes back and forth when we see things. There's an event coming up, in June called Work Pride 2025, and it's basically an all-inclusive event. Let me take that back. All-inclusive, not as in vacation. It is a Pride event, so it's inclusion. It's an inclusion event, celebrating the differences of people in tech, and I think we're seeing more and more of those kinds of events. So we're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about inclusion. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up with WordCamp Europe, because I don't know about you, but it looks like a lot more women on the stage this year than there have been in the past. So I'm happy about
I
that.
think that's something really I'm happy
Yeah,
about.
same. And so, yeah, so I'm excited about those kinds of things. So we'll talk about that next week. If you have ideas for us to discuss about events that you know of, please let us know so we can have those in advance of our conversation. If you have thoughts about this space exploration, tourism, whatever we're calling it, we want to hear about that too. So comment on any of our socials, send us a message, DM us, however you want to get in touch. We are open to it. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and by the way, we should say something about we're back, so
We
everyone should.
are. We're back. We're back. We're gonna stay back, so that we can continue to talk about the issues that matter. Thank you for indulging us in our little hiatus. It was just, I think it was much needed mental health break as well for both of us.
Yeah.
So it works out well when we're in sync with one another that way. But we're back, and we will see you again next week. Thank you. Bye. If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.